Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you. Our show and tell this morning is a form that might strike a little bit of fear into some of you, I understand. This is a medical history form. I started seeing a new therapist this week, and we went through, not this form exactly, but a similar lengthy list of history questions. Most new professional relationships have some set of questions like this, the things that you need to know about someone so that you can begin whatever, really whatever, professional relationship you have with them. And so my therapist asked questions like these, all kinds of questions about medical history and psychological history and family background, and very little of that content was directly related to the issues that I'm working on addressing in this particular relationship, at least as far as I'm aware. But, you know, it helps to have this history so that someone knows what to listen for or look for or be attentive to, because everything is potentially connected, whether I think it's connected to itself or not. History matters. History matters because we can only deal with the history that we know about. We can only deal with the story that we have the background on. We're going to read about reconciliation this morning. And history matters to reconciliation as well, because we can only reconcile what we need after we know the story of how we got there. Will you join me in a prayer for illumination? Spirit of God, descend upon our hearts. Be poured out on us all, and fill us with prophecies, visions, and dreams of the world made new. Teach us to love you and love our neighbors as we ought to love. Amen. Our scripture reading comes from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 through 22. So then, remember that at one time you Gentiles by birth, called the uncircumcision by those who were called the circumcision, a physical circumcision made in the flesh by human hands, remember that you were at that time without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ, for he is our peace. In his flesh he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. He has abolished the law with its commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new humanity in place of the two, thus making peace, and might reconcile both groups to God in one body through the cross, thus putting to death that hostility through it. So he came and proclaimed peace to you who were far off and peace to those who were near, for through him both of us have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So hearing all of the VBS songs is one really good reason to be in worship today. It's an even better reason to be here last Thursday evening for the VBS program, or here all week for those of you who were VBS volunteers. We're going to celebrate our volunteers later on during the Moment for Mission. But that's only one reason for being here at Covenant this morning for worship. There are other reasons for being here, worshiping with us today. Whether you're here or virtually here, you're both present with us. And you had other options, right? There were other things you could have done this morning. There were even other places you could have been this morning. But there's a story that brought you here. There's a story that brought you to this screen or this pew right now this morning. Maybe you've been here since the early days, and it's just a habit of, you know, decades and decades that this is where you would be in that exact same pew that fits you so perfectly, right? Or maybe you're here because you wanted to show your kids that faith matters, and they ended up showing you that faith matters as well. Or maybe your parents taught you that same thing and it stuck with you, and that's why you're here with us this morning. Maybe you're with us for the very first time today. Maybe you heard an invitation that Thursday evening at VBS when we said, hey, we're here Sunday mornings, and you showed up or you logged on. Maybe you just stumbled across us on Facebook and it popped up and started playing and you haven't been able to take your eyes away since, right? Maybe you're just here looking for something that maybe you can't quite name, but you think maybe here might be a place to look for it. My story of why I'm here this morning goes back beyond this building and back beyond this congregation. Now, I'm going to assert in just a minute that every story goes back beyond this building and this congregation, certainly past this Sunday morning. But my story goes back to, you know, not because I'm older than this building or this congregation, but because the story goes back, my story goes back before me. I'm not the only character in the story that I think of as my own. My story goes back to other buildings and other institutions a lot like this, other buildings and institutions that were often built for people like me and that are learning how to serve people that they weren't originally built for, and thank God for that. But we're talking about a collective story that goes all the way back, not just an individual story. So in my case, the particular slice of that collective story that I think of as being about me, that goes, well, through this faith heritage that comes from my family's faith and goes back some generations. This congregation as well, we inherit this Presbyterian faith, this faith tradition that's kind of hard to spell sometimes. We inherit this Presbyterian faith tradition that's older than us. That's older even than the oldest of us, and I won't say who you are. It's hard even to narrate a history that goes back that far, that goes back in ways that are bound up with heredity and culture and that just have sort of been the water that a lot of us swam in. It's hard to narrate that story. But you know, part of my family has been Presbyterian for over 100 years. I know that for sure. I can't remember exactly when we made that jump from whichever church we were in before. But the Presbyterian tradition, that goes back about 500 years. And at that point, 500 years ago, most of the people who would become Presbyterian, they were already Christian in another tradition that Presbyterianism kind of branched out from. And I keep saying Presbyterian because Presbyterian theology cares a lot about both of those pieces. We care a lot about tradition, a lot about the ways that we are rooted in the past, and we care about transformation. We care about always being reformed according to God's word over and over again, being changed a little bit more into what God intends for us. And so we believe that even as we are changing and being transformed, we are also always connected to who we've been and whom we come from. So you can picture this tradition that I'm standing in, that you are also participating in this morning. You can picture this tradition going all the way back to Jesus, going back even before Jesus, in fact. Because with humility, we trust that God is faithful to covenant promises that we didn't even know could apply to us, and covenant promises that didn't seem on the surface like they would be fulfilled in part in the life that we live together in faith. So no matter how recently you have found yourself here in this sanctuary or on this live stream, you are part of this ancient tradition. And it's an ancient tradition that God makes new in every generation. Now, that may be a little bit counterintuitive, but that's the way that this scripture reading hits home for me this morning. This scripture reading in this letter to the church in Ephesus, it talks about this experience of having been outside of God's covenant and being then welcomed into that covenant, beginning on the outside of inclusion and belonging and being suddenly welcomed into that, which doesn't sound on the surface like my story, doesn't sound on the surface like a lot of your stories as I know them, some of your stories, yeah. But this gift of reconciling grace, this is just something God did. It's not something that came to us because we earned it or we had the ability to make it happen or we said the right words or we thought the right things. This gift of grace came to us because that's just how God is. I think every story ultimately bottoms out at, that's just the way God is. This is just how God has been acting in our lives. When we are included in God's covenant, it just falls in our lap like grace. We began reading from the letter to the Ephesians last week, and the book opens with these words about a mystery, the mystery of God's intention for the world, which is that we belong. The mystery is that we belong, and we know that intuitively, and we also know, when we're honest, how hard that can be. The congregation in Ephesus and across the early church knew this intimately. You belong. That's obviously true, and it's not obviously apparent most of the time, a lot of the time anyway. The early church in particular grew among people who were excluded from the world's social and religious life and usually felt like there are promises there maybe, but they seem to be promises that are kept in storage for somebody else and not handed to us. The early Christians, they weren't really at home in the Greek and Roman religion around them, but they weren't or very soon weren't really at home in the Jewish tradition that the church grew out of either. But they knew that longing for home. We know that longing for home. The church knew that they were longing for home. There was something in them that needed to be included, something that seemed so true about that. That's why we call it a mystery. And the whole rest of this letter, as we read it, is teaching us how it's possible that we belong. Teaching us how it is possible that we belong. The story begins with the Jewish covenant, God's call and promises to one people, the Hebrew people, for a special relationship with God. And God remains faithful to that covenant. God remains faithful to that tradition and that people, whatever any of the rest of us might say. And as the story, as we know it, plays out, God then comes to earth in the person of Jesus, who lived in Nazareth, within that covenant with the Hebrew people. And Jesus pointed to space for the whole world, room for the whole world to belong within that covenant, and welcomed people on the margins into new relationships with God and with each other. And Christian life turned what could have been and at times was way of excluding people, turned that into a way of relating together. Jesus reconciles us to God and reconciles us to each other, not to make one group into some other group, but to make peace between us all. That's this reconciliation that we read about this morning. Reconciliation is not just throwing up our hands and saying, oh, well, the past is the past, we'll move on. Reconciliation has to account for that history, the stories that brought us here. When we look for reconciliation with God, that's why we name our sin out loud every week as we gather for worship. In human relationships, we reconcile in part by naming out loud and identifying those wounds and the separation that have to be overcome. And Jesus takes those wounds and that separation, that sin and brokenness into his own body on the cross. Not because those things need to be punished, but because the enmity between us had to be put to death. That's how Ephesians teaches it to us this morning. So Jesus absorbed that suffering and enmity within himself so that we might be raised to new life, that we might be reconciled and healed. Now, there's always more history to unearth. The story keeps going back and drawing in new threads and lines. Sometimes that history is painful. Sometimes that history is hopeful. But every story comes back again and again to God's grace. Every story comes back and again to God's grace. For those of us who have belonged to this story for years, that history asks us how we can keep building reconciliation with each other and with the world around us through that very same history. And for those of us who don't feel like we quite belong this morning, those of us who feel like maybe we're standing on the edge, maybe stepping one toe across that line into this community, well, then let this be the moment that you hear the peace of the gospel. All of us, let this be the moment when we hear the peace of the gospel. Christ is our peace. Christ is our peace. In his own being, he has broken down every division and made us one. And so you and we are members of God's household built on Christ's life by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.